Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tea?
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bert Folsom. Bert's our resident historian. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of many books, including Death on Hold, which is chronicling the life of a death row prisoner. Also, his history books, New Deal or Raw Deal, FDR Goes to War, The Myth of the Robber Barons, those Empire Builders, those are still, I still see people quoting those two, Bert, in articles that I read. So congratulations on your great work over the years, and we appreciate the time you've given us over the years.
Myth of the Robber Barons has had a durability. I wrote it, this is now the 30th anniversary. It's gone through the 7 editions. And I'm delighted that people have seen that the entrepreneurs of American history who made our country great, the late 1800s, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, and those entrepreneurs were substantial, and they did it in the private sector with a very minimal amount of federal support.
Right.
These market entrepreneurs made America great. And I'm hoping that we see a return to that, more of that kind of entrepreneur as we go into the next 4 years.
We're comparing presidents, historical record and its current events as well. When I see some of the picks that Trump is making, Bert, he reminds me a little bit of what FDR did back in his day. We're bringing in titans of industry. In those days, they were paid nothing, basically, $1 a year, coming in to try to turn the country around. He did that. Truman did that, too, didn't he?
Well, Roosevelt did that during World War II. It's true that he was more sympathetic to the business world in World War II because he needed them to win the war.
Right.
The World War II part of Roosevelt's presidency was much more effective than his Great Depression. See, in as late as 1939, 7 years into his presidency almost, we had 20% unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
That's just unheard of.
That's a failure.
When you've been in for 7 years and you have a 20% unemployment rate, you have failed. President Obama is somewhat similar, not that he had a rate that high, but when you have 28 million people on food stamps when you come into office.
49 million people. It's more like 49, I think.
It's 49 today. See, that's the point. It
right.
From 28 to 49.
Oh, I see. Yeah, exactly.
And you did that, and you doubled. You almost doubled the national debt to do that. Then you have failed. You have failed.
So, but now when you look at Trump, what Trump's doing, what do you think about the way he's filling out his cabinet? How would you compare that to the historical record?
I like it. We've never had a president like Trump in that we've never had a businessman as president. We almost did. Wendell Willkie ran against Roosevelt, and he's the only business candidate other than Trump ever to be nominated. But Willkie was never elected. He was a utility CEO. He would have done some of the same types of appointments as Trump has done. And I think it's going to be very interesting because we've never seen so many successful capitalists brought into a cabinet. And how that's going to play out is going to be very interesting.
Well, I just hope that we can keep some of their focus on Main Street, Bert, because I really do believe that there is a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I've written about it. You know that I have.
Yeah.
And I'm standing by my – and every time – every month that goes by, something else happens that convinces me even more that I'm right about my idea of a disconnect. And I'm hoping that maybe the policies, maybe the tax – the corporate tax policies will make corporate America come back to Main Street. We need them to come back to Main Street. We need them to be our customers. We need them to let us come and play in their backyard, too.
I think so. The tax rate is something Trump has promised to deal with. As you know, we have the highest corporate tax rate among the industrialized world.
Yep.
And that explains a lot of the problem that we have with industry overseas and trying to bring it home. We get a more competitive tax rate, and I believe a lot of problems will take care of themselves.
Do you believe that Trump will be a good president? Do you think he'll be a successful president?
I think he will. I predict that he will be a successful president.
2 terms?
Maybe, you know, he's 70 years old. I think he has a lot of energy. He might be a 2-term president.
Well, I'll just leave it at that. Hey, Bert, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It was good to be with you today.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. Bert, I need your website quickly, please, before you go.
BertFolsom.com.
All right.
www.BertFolsom.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll like it when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.